All right, that music means we're talking to Bridget Carey, CNET Senior Editor. It is a Tech Tuesday. And Bridget, where shall we start?
How about for those of you who are hungry for love?
Oh,
yeah, very romantic. Wow. Very romantic, Bridget. Go ahead.
Well, there's many ways to find love online. You know, there's Tinder and all these apps. But what about an app that just helps you find your soulmate based on a picture of the inside of their refrigerator?
Oh.
That is a great idea. Because
yep.
People who eat healthy usually want to hang with people who eat healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Samsung. This is a product of Samsung, actually.
Samsung has a dating app?
Yes, they have a dating app just for taking pictures of the inside of your fridge. So a little background here. Samsung has these smart fridges where this is a couple of years ago they came out with them, where if you're at the grocery store and you're thinking, oh, do I have milk? Do I have carrots? You know, you can at least pull up your app and get a live cam view of the inside of your fridge to remind yourself. Well, clearly that team that created that is bored and made something to use that camera in a new way, and now made a way so, like, you could scan the inside of people's fridges and swipe left or swipe right if you're into maybe learning more about them. Like, oh, you know, this person has all organic things. Now they're my kind of person. Or maybe they have, like, an open can of cat food, and you're like, nope. So you don't have to have this smart fridge to do it. You could just use your phone, take a photo of the goods you got, and participate. Samsung's not saying how many people use it, but it
Two.
Is real.
Right.
Yeah, it is real. We have a video of how it works, and a reporter tested it out. So that's where we are today in the world of online matchmaking.
Bridget, I'm curious, is there also a picture of the person whose refrigerator it is, or is it strictly the refrigerator?
Strictly the refrigerator.
Oh, interesting.
So if you have some, like, pet peeve about putting honey in the fridge or something, and you're like, I'll never get along with this person, at least you'll know right away.
Will people still do what they do with regular dating apps and show a picture of the inside of the refrigerator from 10 years ago to make themselves look better for some reason?
yeah, that's not a bad idea there.
Yeah.
Right. Did you ever live alone, Bill?
No.
Have an apartment? You've never lived alone.
I've never lived alone. No.
Look at Mr. Independence.
I don't think I could handle that.
There are guys who live alone, and I've seen their fridges are just
nothing but
beer and, like, Domino's boxes, you know, from pizza that was, like, from last night. You know, that's all they got, or ketchup.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you have condiments, but where's the actual food?
That's what I wanted to know.
Yeah.
Maybe some ladies would find, like, oh, he needs me. He needs me to help him. Maybe you never know. It's not all judgment. It could be a cry for companionship.
It is a cry for companionship. All right, that's great.
All right, now what are we in the phone business? We're at 4G. Are we at 5G yet? And what happens if we see 5GE in the corner of our phones?
Oh, this is the latest thing that AT&T is confusing folks. Okay, is there 5G? Really, the answer is no. Most places are going to get it in 2020. Some rollout has started now. And what AT&T has done is, you know, in the corner of your phone where it says if you have a 3G or 4G connection?
Yes.
They started sending out the signal to people's iPhones and some Android phones saying, you're in a 5GE network, and that makes you think you have 5G speeds. First off, no phone out there can even handle, like, can't even read or do anything with 5G. So, no, there is no 5G phone even that could use it. And the E is like evolution. AT&T goes, oh, we're just letting you know you're in an evolution area. So you're misleading. Like, what are you doing? So if you see 5GE in the corner of your phone, relax, you're not getting faster speeds. Your iPhone doesn't have a new capability. It is still probably just 4G, and that they're coming soon with 5G. Personally, I think it's kind of an awful practice.
It's misleading.
You're going to see it more and more in commercials. Yeah, you're going to see it more and more in commercials. You're going to see the word 5G everywhere. Everyone's talking about how they're upgrading their networks.
Yeah.
And so, this is going to be a sales pitch for the next 2 years. And, of course, it's about, well, who's going to have a phone that has 5G? Well, we don't have it in the U.S. yet. So just wait and see. I think the iPhone will probably be one of the last phones to get it. You know, Android tends to try to jump on a trend first, even if it's not ready, and Apple tends to wait it out before the networks are really tried and tested before they say, yes, we're investing in having a phone that can take those faster internet speeds.
This irks me. I mean, if they can come up with their own personalized message, like they have it where it says 5GE, they're obviously entering that manually. What if somebody hacks that and put, like, you know, Trump rocks or Trump rules or boo Trump? I mean, this is just one more hackable thing.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of funny how much that they can just, like, send out a message and have it be seen.
Yeah.
And you're like, you know, you just put a new number on it, but it's not really a new number. I think this is a consumer issue of you know, questionable, you know, marketing practices. So I don't know where this is going, but just know that it's not actually 5G.
Bridget, we only have time for one more story. Let's do that one about the new Messenger feature.
Oh, yeah. You can now, if you are on Facebook, send in messages to folks. You can now take it back. There, a while ago, it was revealed that Mr. Zuckerberg himself was the only one with the power to remove a message once it was sent to someone in a private chat.
Mm-hmm.
And he got criticized, and now they're like, oh, we made it available for everyone. One thing is you have 10 minutes to take a message back. So after it's sent, if you're in a group chat or just a one-on-one chat with someone and you regret that message, you can still delete it, but you have 10 minutes to do so.
And that doesn't prevent someone who looked at it like 1 minute after you sent it, and someone could have screenshotted it by then, correct?
Someone could have screenshotted it. They can still report it if it was like a really nasty message, you know. So yes, this doesn't make it like, you know, erased from anyone's memory or existence if they saw it. But at least you can somewhat take something back if you didn't like what was said.
Well, that is good to know. What else are you working on over at CNET?
Well, this has been an interesting couple of weeks because we got this big toy fair coming up in New York.
Yes.
And so
are you going,
in the next 2 weeks?
I've never been, but Bridget goes every year, and I get jealous. I want to go. It's at the Javits Center, right?
Yep, and when that comes, I'll definitely keep you updated. But right now, planning a lot around that, so I'll keep you posted when that happens.
Perfect. We will find you at CNET.com, also on Instagram, at Bridget Happens, and Twitter, at Bridget Carey. Tech Tuesday, thanks once again, Bridget.
Thanks. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Bridget. Coming up, the stories that matter with Steve Bertrand from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom right here on WGN Radio.